And in the insert in your bulletin, there is a Betty's obituary. We're going to take some time to hear about Betty's life in words. And you can follow along with that insert. Betty was born on July 21st, 1932, in Cumberland, Wisconsin. She was the younger of two children born to Ole and Margaret Hune Schiebel. She attended Cumberland High School and married Ivan Hagen on December 9, 1948. They made their first home outside of Cumberland, living on the Hagen farm, and had six boys, hearing too many times she would have to have a football team. In 1965, Betty and Ivan moved to Oregon and made their first home in Monmouth before finally moving to Corvallis in 1972. Betty worked at Falcon Drill in Cumberland, Monmouth Elementary School as a cook, and at Oregon State University as a fraternity mother at Heckert Lodge, using her years of experience cooking for six boys, plus Ivan. Betty was first and foremost a loving wife, mother, grandmother, and great-grandmother. She enjoyed camping and traveling with Ivan, even if she always felt he drove too close to the edge of the road. She was a longtime player of pinochle, bridge, and bingo, and spent years at the casino and senior center with Ivan and Barry. Betty was a practiced chef and baker and hosted many meals to her large network of friends and family, and her skills in cross-stitch resulted in beautiful samplers and tablecloths. In later years, she loved going with Barry to see the elk, geese, and ducks at the wildlife refuge. With her passing, the family has lost its greatest historian of all things, Hagen, Lejeune, Schiebel, and Hune. Thankfully, some of her extensive family history has been passed down. She was a member of Peace Lutheran Church in Philomath. She was preceded in death by her parents and sister, Loretta, beloved husband of 66 years, Ivan, and son, David. Survivors include five sons, Gary, Greg, Daryl, Brian, and Barry, three daughter-in-laws, Janet, Janelle, and Sherry, eight grandchildren, Heather, Christina, Sky, Ryan, Jason, Derek, Eric, and Kirsten, and nine great-grandchildren, Jojo, Claudia, Madeline, Elliot, Reagan, Alexandra, Faith, Christine, and George.